This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Brock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear the latest after a shooting injured six in Minneapolis's Little Earth community. We also hear about an event that brings the fight to block the Line 3 oil pipeline right to the front steps of the Public Utilities Commission. Here's reporter Cole Primo with both of those stories. And today
we still stand. On the 1st of May, the Native community celebrated the kickoff of American Indian Month in Minneapolis's Little Earth community. Before a cheerful parade that ended at the American Indian Center, tribal and city leaders spoke on solidarity and progress.
There's no better day than today to be Anishinaabe.
A day later, shots ripped through the same community where the festivities had taken place.
We're following a developing story out of Minneapolis tonight where several people have been shot. It happened at 8:15 on the 2400 block of Ogama Place near the Little Earth.
Officers responded to Little Earth of United Tribes and found a chaotic scene with over 50 people.
As I was walking, I just heard gunshots going off and I just ran. I wanted to see if the kids were all right.
Six people were injured in the shooting, two very seriously. Their ages range from 14 to 46. All are expected to survive. Police say the shooting began over a fight. Not long after the dust settled, police had three people in custody, 35-year-old Georgina Kellum, 21-year-old Rico King, and a 14-year-old boy. King faces five counts of second-degree assault and one felony riot count. Kellum is charged with aiding an offender. According to police, both King and the 14-year-old were the ones firing their weapons. Kellum allegedly hid the 14-year-old's weapon after the shooting. An arrest warrant has also been issued for another 21-year-old, Francisco Reyes, on assault and riot charges. He was allegedly seen clutching an assault-style weapon, but did not open fire. It's another tragic event in a place that began in the 1970s as a place for natives to create a strong community, and it has indeed created one, but it has struggled with violence. It's especially troubling considering there are over 500 children living within the community. The day after the shooting, the Little Earth community released a statement, saying it is shaken by the shooting but remains committed to the safety of its residents. Little Earth also thanked many city leaders and the Minneapolis police, specifically 3rd Precinct Inspector Mike Sullivan, for the response to the violence. I spoke with Sullivan more about the event and how police are addressing this issue.
I just want to be very clear, like, the police department isn't going into a community and enforcing, you know? We need to be on the same page as the community.
Sullivan says a big part of police's work is collaboration with Little Earth.
Part of that collaboration is trying to create relationships. So one of our main focuses is with beat officers. We have two officers assigned to Little Earth who are on the beat, both of whom are Native officers.
Sullivan says Officer Churchill and Officer Thunder weren't assigned to that spot. They want to be there.
We can't force officers to work, you know, a certain hours or a certain shift. They have to want to do that. And both of these officers want to be the beat officers in the Little Earth community. And they're awesome.
Another important tool that cannot be overlooked is security cameras, both from police and the ones already used within Little Earth.
So another, let's say, tool that we use are some of the mobile cameras. So we have a mobile trailer camera that we put in there. But we also understand that Little Earth has an extensive surveillance system themselves. And we work very closely with their security office so that they can share information with us.
Police say they were able to utilize surveillance video to identify two of the alleged shooters.
And we're not going anywhere. I'm all about supporting that community, supporting the leadership, and letting them know we're there. We want to keep people safe there.
In other news, hundreds are expected in St. Paul on the weekend of May 18th to protest Enbridge Energy's proposed Line 3 pipeline. The event, called Block Line 3 Party at the PUC, takes place Friday through Saturday. The PUC, short for the Public Utilities Commission, is expected to make a final ruling on the pipeline, which will run through central Minnesota, including tribal land. That decision will come down sometime in June. Supporters of the pipeline say it's very important to Minnesota's economy and that the best way to protect the environment is to replace aging infrastructure with the new state-of-the-art pipeline. However, opponents of the pipeline say it will violate treaty rights and put the climate, water, and community at risk. The event features a visit to the governor's office before the block party outside the PUC. There will then be a community meal and a concert Friday night. On Saturday, there will be a water ceremony on the Mississippi River and a pledge of resistance signing. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.